that you pull down to shut out light.
Shades?
Okay. Now, if they're on rollers, you call those...
Window shades. If they're on rollers, rollers.
How about if they have little slats?
I call them munition blinds.
Munition blinds, okay. Now, what's the little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in?
Closet.
Closet, okay. You didn't have a built-in closet. On
roller.
What might you have?
I didn't have a built-in closet on it. I have me an old shiffer roll, probably, hanging in. What you talking about? What are you talking about? Buying another piece of furniture to hang in?
No.
Building a closet. Add-on closet. A built-in closet. I mean, build another closet in the hanging room.
No, not necessarily. Okay, you have a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
And you would call that a shiffer roll? If you didn't have a closet.
If I didn't have a closet. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a corner. That's a locker, you know. If I had a locker, I wouldn't have it in my bedroom, you know, but... If I didn't have a closet, I had a shipper on back when I didn't have a closet.
Okay.
I hung some clothes in, you know.
Hang
behind the door or a nail.
Man, that's a locker.
Okay.
If I had a locker, I wouldn't have
the very top of the house.
The very top of the attic.
Okay. I had a shipper on.
In the room that you cook in?
Kitchen?
And the little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods, cans of...
You talking about a pantry.
Okay.
That's what, you know, I know what they call it anyway, but that's what I've heard it called. I never had one myself.
Okay. How about, let's see, what would you call a lot of old, worthless things?
Junk.
Okay. What would you call a room where you store all that stuff?
A junk room.
Okay. And let's see, if you're, every morning... You get up and say a room is real messy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, I have to
clean this room up.
Okay. A junk room.
What do you sweep with?
What do I sweep with?
Sweep with.
Broom.
Okay. And if the broom is in a corner, and the door is open, where do you say the broom is compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay.
Sweep with.
Well, that's a really smart question there. Boy, you really come through some good ones there.
Got a lot of these.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
Washing.
And?
Behind
the door.
Okay.
And you're on the first floor, you really come how you get up to the stairs?
Go up the stairways.
Okay.
The steps, if you want. Stairway.
What would you call the... if you're outside of your house.
Up the steps.
What?
You mean the outside entrance.
Okay, first I ask if you were in the house.
Yeah, if I were inside the house. Okay.
Stairway.
And if you're outside the house. And
go up the steps.
Okay.
Why, that's a smart question.
you mean
okay, now,
outside.
What would you call the things that are built outside of a house? That you sometimes people sit on outside in the evening and you put chairs on them and it may be covered.
You mean a ground level or a
ground, well,
patio? If it's outside.
If it's on the front, you have one.
Porch! Front porch, yeah.
Okay, now what if the porch is up on the second level? Would you have a different name for that?
Yeah, let's see.
Ground
what
level.
Would I call that thing up there?
Patio.
Land, oh, that'd be. I know what you're trying to say, but but I don't know what I'd call it, really. I really don't. What is the name? I know there's a name for it, but I don't know what it is.
Would you maybe refer to it as a balcony?
Balcony, all right, yeah. Okay, that's probably about right, balcony. But not as such, but I'd probably call it that, yeah.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if you had it at the back of your house? Oh, on the ground level.
Huh. On ground level, it'd be a patio.
Back. Okay, in the back of your house, you'd call it a patio.
Yeah.
Okay, if the door's open, and you don't want it that way, you would tell somebody to...